All right.
Ah,
yeah.
There we go. All right, so let's go ahead and get started. This is agenda 801-14 of the Public Facility Commission of Nevada. Present in Carson City.
Rebecca Wagner.
Dave Milburn.
And I'm Elaine Burton, finalized by the Speaker. Item 1A is comments from the general public on topics pertaining to items on this agenda. Any members in the public in Carson City?
No one's coming forward.
Anyone want to take it? No one's coming forward. Item A.
Good morning. I'm going to present this because poor Mr. Weir is stuck in D.C. until Sunday. Item 2A is the delegation of participation in meetings required pursuant to NRS 704-68886, subsection 6A. When a telecommunication provider of last resort applies for relief from obligations and status as a provider of last resort. This statute was added in the 2013 session of the legislature, and this particular subsection requires that a provider of last resort to conduct at least one hearing, which must include, among others, the commission, quote unquote. General counsel's recommendation, we believe that regulatory operations staff of the commission, rather than the commission itself, should attend such a meeting to facilitate staff participation in the proceedings related to these applications and to avoid any ex parte communication between the applicants and the commission. We recommend that the commission vote to delegate to staff its right to participate in these meetings held pursuant to 704-688-6, subsection 6.
I have none. I would move that we delegate to the Commission's Regulatory Operations Staff the right to participate in a meeting that must be conducted pursuant to NRS 704.688-6-6-8.
Second.
Concur.
Okay. Item 3A.
Thank you, Chairman. Item 3A is the informational semi-annual report from commission representatives of the national, state, or regional associations and organizations and the NARUC committee and subcommittee regarding their participation or activities that occurred between July 1st of last year and December 31st of last year. As an FYI, Chairman, you requested appointment of Sam Crano to replace Debria on the NARUC staff subcommittee on telecommunications, and Haley Williamson to replace David Cherez on the NARUC staff subcommittee on gas in October. However, we didn't receive the acceptance of those appointments by NARUC until January, and so those individuals have not submitted reports. I believe all of the authors of the reports are in the audience. In the event you have questions about any of the information provided.
Any questions or comments?
I have none.
Item
3B is a request by a commissioner to change the semi-annual written reporting that we just discussed, changing our internal process to a standing administrative agenda item for verbal reporting as necessary in lieu of the semi-annual written report. And this matter does require action by the commission.
Any questions or comments?
Well, I'll just defend my rationale on this. It's not hard to figure out who that was. A lot of work goes into these, and I appreciate it. But I also recognize that particularly staff has a lot of other stuff on their plate, so I would rather look through it here. If there's something specific going on, then notify staff in advance at the next agenda meeting, staff or whomever is listed for an update. So I just thought maybe we could streamline it a little bit, which will be my theme this year, streamlining.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Noble.
Yeah, I'm fine with that as long as we do get updates. If after 6 months we don't hear from anybody, I'd like to go back to this. But I just, I want to make sure we're still getting updates, but just ones that are relevant and pertinent, but that's all I have to say.
Then I would move we accept or modify the internal process as described by Ms. Jackson.
Second.
Concur.
Item 3C.
Item 3C is an update on the administrative fines by docket as of December 31st of 2013. The commission has imposed fines of approximately $1 million. We've collected about $860,000 of that, and we have an outstanding balance of a little over $200,000. And just as an FYI, on page 3 of the report, the IDASIS retail was collected by the controller's office. The controller's office actually received the money in August of last year, but the commission wasn't notified of the collection until December. So that's why it's showing up there. It looks a little funny with 8/19/13 and then December of 2012. So that's why.
Any questions?
I have none.
I have none.
This is an item just for your information. On January the 10th, the commission applied for a federal funding opportunity through the U.S. Department of Transportation Pipeline and Hazardous Material Safety Administration to increase our visibility and public awareness of our 811 Call Before You Dig program. Specifically, the commission requested $48,100 under element number 5, which is public education, to be used to enhance the knowledge of homeowners and children about the 811 program. Outreach targeted to homeowners is necessary to aid in reducing the natural gas damages. If we are successful with this grant award, we plan to use the funds to purchase 2 interactive portable dig boxes that will use sight, sound, and touch to show Nevadans why it's important to call 811 before digging any digging project. The dig boxes will be used at various home shows and community events throughout the state. And to accompany the dig boxes, we've put in funding for a homeowner's guide to safe digging for distribution at the home shows and community events. And we also plan to distribute those to home improvement and gardening stores, excuse me, statewide for distribution to their customers. The money would also be used to pay for the vendor fees for the home shows and community events, and also some related travel expenses. The performance period is for 12 months, and the effective date of the award, we hope, if we are awarded, would be sometime between April and June. And I would like to thank Don Rivard for putting this opportunity together. I know that she also worked with Paul McGuire and Clark Stoner and some other individuals. So I just would like to thank all of them for their hard work in getting this application done and submitted timely.
Any questions or comments?
I have none.
I have none.
Item 3E.
Item 3E, these are amendments to our internal administrative policies. Essentially, they are housekeeping and cleanup in nature from last legislative session. Also, the majority of the changes are title changes due to some reassignment of duties in the fiscal division as a result of some succession planning. And this matter does require commission action.
Any questions or comments?
I have no questions.
I have none.
He also does not have approvals on page 6 on the test.
Yes.
We still have commission secretary in there. Do we want to leave that there?
Or administrative analyst. So it's either or. We do actually like these to go through the commission secretary because of the ADA.
Okay, that sounds good. I
just
don't
think
it's stricken
in the other place, so just a second. We'll leave that one last assignment with her.
Okay. All right. All righty then. I would move we accept the amendments recommended by the executive director.
Second.
Concur.
And item 3A.
I have nothing further, Chairman.
Item 4A. I forget. Question three.
No one's coming forward.
Anyone want to say it? No one's coming forward. Before we adjourn, we thought that, Mr. Lovell, you'll notice that we have more people than normal. And we want to wish you a happy birthday, and we were wondering if you would get really mad at us if we sang to you.
That's all right.
Okay, well, then we'll just say happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
All right, well, thank you.
I think you brought donuts, so I know you like that.
Yeah. All right.
Over here.
Okay. Everybody. You think you're bragging.